There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come.
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's here.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real. And you found him.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
I see dead people.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're here.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Ghost
Frickin'
Talkin'. It's weird having you back, dude.
Yeah,
it's weird because usually on that part, it's just me saying Ghost Rickin' Talkin'. But you know, when you're here, it's Ghost Rickin' Talkin'. And I just now realized I have my Brickhead Family shirt on tonight instead of my Ghost Rickin' Talkin'.
I mean, you got to represent it.
Yeah, I guess.
We missed it today.
I guess we got all these new people here watching us talk about ghost stuff for this week that, you know, need to represent my other YouTube channel, the Brickhead Family, for family friendly stuff. Different compared to this channel and podcast. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a podcast. So if you can, make sure to go out to wherever you get your podcasts and leave some reviews. Give us a nice 69-star review on iTunes, and we'll send you a sticker or something.
Yes.
Also, we are on YouTube. If you want to see our shining faces, just go to our YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button. Make sure to hit that notification bell so when new videos and stuff come out, you'll be the first ones to know. But we are doing a special this week. You guys are getting Ghost Frickin' Talkin' 7 days in a row.
Oh, that's just too much.
Yeah, and live on top of it.
Exactly, just too much.
Yeah, we had you the first night, and then we had Vanessa the next three nights, and now you're back for a couple of nights here. So welcome back to the show, sir.
Yeah, I know, right? Glad to be back.
Yeah, don't mess around too much with that microphone. You're going to end up unplugging it there, sir.
I'm not even touching the wire.
We had enough technical difficulties before even loading this up. All right, is the gremlins that are in the ghost machine for the live feed for the Conjuring House, have they come and attached to us through the internet, sir?
Hopefully not.
Oh my god, it was really weird because it was like my microphone's like, yeah, I'm not gonna do anything. I just seen a massive light in the dining room.
It's him.
Oh, okay.
Oof. He was on his phone.
We're sitting here watching the live stream still. We're watching the 9 camera feed, and I just seen a bright light happen in the dining room. And tonight, shit has hit the fucking fan on the live stream. If people were bitching about not having good entertainment, oof. Tonight has been...
Are you not entertained?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh my god, if you hear some crinkling in the background, it is our other kid back here being a fat kid tonight, eating all the snacks. but yeah, dude, tonight they brought out the Dybbuk box. Do you know what a Dybbuk box is?
Things that keep things inside. Bad things.
It's a box containing an actual demon. Quotes. But, you know, we've talked about it before, how I don't believe that there are demons, because I am on the fence of whether there's a heaven or hell. So if there's no heaven, no hell, there's no angels, there's no demons, I think your body's made of energy, and these bad energies that people come across and call them demons are just bad people that were bad people in life.
Yeah, you gotta think about this. You have to think about that, you know, like there's always bad people in the world, and usually they don't change. So you're going to have those bad people, same way they die. Their spirits are still here. Their spirits, energy, whatever you want to call it. They still harness that bad energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, let's just say like a serial killer, right? They're not going to go out, kill people in the living. And then, like, when they're dead, they're not going to, like, go dance around with Jesus, you know?
Jesus.
Like, handing out flowers.
Yeah, exactly. They're not dancing in prairies with little flowers in their cap. No, they're going to go out there and still be dicks in the afterlife. We do have a bunch of people in the chat tonight. Thank you guys for hanging in. I know we're starting a little bit later tonight, but shit was just hitting the fan in the demon house. We're not at the demon house. We're at the Conjuring house. So thank you.
The house. We can't say
the house. We can't say Conjuring house. It's the house. But Vanessa H is in the chat. Thank you, Vanessa, for tuning in. We got Winterbricker, Bama Bricks, and Doc Sam. Doc Sampson says, "Did they open the box?" No.
No, they're not.
They're not going to open the box. Jennifer, the wife, was like, "Fuck no, this is never going to get opened."
I mean, that's like me and the Ouija board. You know, like. You're not doing the Ouija board,
right? Oh, that's what we're doing. That's what's on tap tonight, dude.
No, we're not.
Because today's theme was Ouija boards.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it, boys.
Hold on. I don't know if you guys can see this. This is for you YouTubers out there. But this is my Ouija board. It is an actual printed Lego tile that has a Ouija board printed on it. So this is the world's smallest Ouija board that I bet you guys don't have out there. But today I did play with the Ouija board because they were doing a test today. They had one guy, I forget where he was, like Texas or California, I don't know. He's this like really punky YouTuber that has almost 500,000 subscribers for, and all he does is paranormal stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, but he's kind of like, he seems like he's, I don't know.
A faker?
No, no, he's not a faker, but he's like that typical YouTuber.
He tries to sell it more than it is.
Yeah, I'm just saying what he, he comes off and he looks like a, what's the Jake Pauls? He's like the Jake Paul of fucking paranormal.
Yeah.
So he was doing this test where... they had a Ouija board going in the Conjuring house, and they had a Ouija board going at his house, and they were trying to see if they can coincide and get same answers with the board. So I'm like, you know what? I think I'm gonna join in. So I pulled out one of our Ouija boards, and I'll show you guys. I pulled this one out today. Yeah,
look
at that.
Dude, now my head actually does feel a little bit weird. No.
Does it like feel a little weird? Whoa, look at that. There's the Ouija board. And you don't like the Ouija board at all, do you?
No, I...
Do you believe in the Ouija board? Like, do you think this is harnessing something?
I want to say old ones, yes.
Like this. This is the one from the 1970s.
Yeah, you know that? But the glow in the dark ones, that you, or like the Simpsons ones, or anything like that, no, that's a no. But like when you actually like do something like in the past and you keep doing it over and over and over again, and you're made out of wood, wood absorbs. It's people say wood absorbs energy everything.
It you put your timestamp and stuff there on through wood as an energy conductor. Yes.
Yeah.
So I did that today, and so what was weird was when I was doing it, of course, you know, on their feeds, they got their planchettes are flying all over the damn board, right? Like fucking Seabiscuit jumping around, right? And I'm sitting here with my fingers on my planchette, and it's not moving anywhere because I don't think Ouija boards work the way that they're portraying it in these feeds.
I mean, like, you always have to have some belief in stuff like that.
I've never been with a Ouija board that someone that wasn't moving the stuff around on the board trying to be, you know, Joe cool party guy, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to make people scared. So I sat there. I didn't Vanessa goes Seabiscuit. but yeah, I was sitting there, you know, my fingers on the planchette, not moving anywhere. But they also had a REM pod set up next to each one of them. So I don't have a REM pod. So I'm like, what? I have a fucking K2. Basically the same fucking thing, right?
Yeah.
So I had the K2 sitting here. And a couple of times when my K2 went off, their REM pods went off at the same exact time.
Yeah, that seems pretty weird.
That was really fucking weird. So then it starts, you know, stuff goes in the back of your mind. Are we, when a portal opens to where, you know, these spirits or whatever are contacting through such things like a Ouija board and that, is there a physical pop in the world, like boom, like that, that it's going to set off all these devices at the same time?
I don't know, because like, if you say that, there's multiple things. Like, you're not going to have one thing that sets off everything, right?
No.
You would have multiples of those. Wouldn't you think the whole thing would be going off all the time after that?
Yeah, I guess.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I guess. But it was just weird how...
Yeah, I understand they all that. Went. Yeah, it's all, you know, like, it all went off at once, and that's really weird. And I want to say it's a coincidence.
Yeah, it's more coincidence than anything. And I even said it because I filmed it, you know, me doing it. And, you know, when I put the video out on the Facebook page for the Conjuring House, and I said at the end of it, I'm like, you know, to me it's coincidence, but it does make someone think a little bit. But, you know, my planchette wasn't flying around on the table. And we live in a haunted house. It's not like we're making shit up about not having anything.
I mean,
anything
it's
in
not
house.
Like the Conjuring House or
well,
anything.
Well, it's not.
It's not a haunted house. It's a ghost that walks around and does whatever it wants for a small period of time in life.
Yeah. But, you know, we've had physical scratches, stuff
actual
thrown.
Actual physical contact.
Actual physical contact, exactly. Coincidence is once, but twice, says Vanessa. Doc Sampson said, I'd happily open up an empty box.
Okay, so, but, like, isn't it, like, proven that there is something in that box or something like that?
They've had I forgot what was his name. There's a demon's name that keeps popping up whenever they have sessions with this box. It's, like, Peyton or Peyron. Something like that.
Aaron.
Aaron. You're not going to be a Packer anymore, Aaron. Tiny Distinction. What is it?
Tiny Distinction, guys.
Tiny Distinction. But now I'm throwing off of my train of thought here. I did that last night, too. But... Okay, so that was one thing that happened today, was that test with the Ouija boards. They did have a lot, they had a shit ton of interviews today, and I kind of tuned out for most of them. They did have an interview with Dave Schrader, and I don't know if you know who Dave Schrader is, Darkness Dave. He has been a huge inspiration on me actually starting up a paranormal podcast. I've listened to him for about 10 years now with his Darkness Radio.
Oh, the Darkness Radio.
Yeah,
oh,
the Darkness okay. Radio guy.
So that's the guy that you listen to.
Yeah, that's the guy I listen to. And he just went in, and a lot of these interviews have been so fucking boring, and, you know, I just glass over when I start listening to some of these interviews. But Darkness Dave came in and he fucking raised the bar for interviews. He just came in there and he fucking owned the room. So if you guys can go out and catch, I believe he was recording it for his podcast. So if you guys can go out to Darkness Radio and subscribe to him, you can hear that interview from earlier today. And, you know, he fucking owned it. And it was really weird because... they've had a ton of fucking technical difficulties with all these interviews throughout, right?
Yeah.
And it was perfect for Darkness Dave the entire time until like the very last like 5 minutes of the podcast, and then all of a sudden the Heinzens their feed went out in the house. It's really weird of all the technical difficulties that they've been actually having within the house as they've been broadcasting. Yeah, I understand. It's the first go around with something like this. And, you know, everyone's sucking the internet dry. You know, everyone's working from home, this and that. But tonight they had a massive thing happen while they were talking to the Dybbuk box. There was this guttural sound of one of the battery going out for the microphone that they were using to pick up sound around the Dybbuk box. It was such a creepy sound. I've never heard a sound like this before. And it was enough to, you know, raise the hairs on the back of my neck. And it takes a lot for me to get freaked out.
Yeah, that is. Unless people just walk out of the bedroom and just scare the crap out of you.
Or the dog hits my leg while I'm trying to film in the middle of the dark.
Yeah.
But it shot like a pain down the back of my neck when I heard this noise. And it was really weird because not only did that sound happen, I felt it physically in my body, my neck, right? And my phone was sitting here next to me. It was at 70% and dropped down to 15% after that happened.
Dang, bro.
So I don't know. You know, my phone is old. I get it. You know, I've had massive dips in power in my phone before, but it was just coincidence.
Yeah. Today is filled with coincidences.
Today is
huh?
filled with a lot of coincidences. And when do these coincidences start becoming realities? You know?
Yeah.
So like I said, yeah, there was a question raised today in the private group on Facebook for this program. The question was, do you feel that spirits can transmit themselves through internet waves going from the Conjuring house to your house?
Okay, I do believe in that, because once you think about it, it's energy. Energy can flow through a lot of stuff, you know, including waves like that. So yeah, I believe in stuff like that.
Yeah, I've always believed it, because we're energy.
Yeah, we're energy.
They're energy. You're passing through energy. And who's to say that they can't shoot through it? What we got? I have been neglecting the chat here.
Kim says, I missed the whole day with stuff going on. I'm actually catching up here. Thanks a bunch.
Oh, yeah, no problem. It was a pretty interesting day. Like I said, last night, after we recorded the podcast, there was some stuff that went on. They brought out the Dybbuk box for the first time last night, and that was John. They call him Papa John.
Papa John.
You know, he's the pizza guy. He's the one that went out and got the pizza when it was delivered to the house or whatnot. He ended up having a bloody nose while running a spirit box with the Dybbuk box.
Coincidence?
You know,
maybe it was dry air.
Yeah. And I want to say there was also a EVP that called him a bitch, I think. because the night before, they called him a freaking faggot through the spirit box.
It must have learned our talk from our ghost. If you want to see that video.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we have a video out there where we had the spirit box going, and it said bullshit over and over and over again. It was like, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Yeah, and then Bella goes, I knew what it said.
Yeah, my little four-year-old at the time was like, Dad, this saying bullshit. yeah, so Yeah, poor John. John is like a conductor for bullshit entities coming after him.
Maybe he has that attraction to that bad energy.
Either that or the fucking spirits are tired of his fucking snoring in the house, man. He is fucking loud.
Maybe he tried to just, like, never mind. Just go on with it.
You know, I like John and all, and I love his hunting skills. But we need to vote him off the island and not have him sleep in the house at night. So
yeah,
we're gonna vote
him off. Sorry, John. You're the next.
So we can get one good night of non-tainted audio throughout the house where we're not having to sift through snores to listen for some stuff. Oh, we lost a camera. Yeah, we lost a camera, but it came back on. What was that, camera 7?
Yeah, camera 7.
Camera 7 just kind of flashed in and, you know, came back on. So very creepy. Tonight they've been hearing footsteps walking around. They did there a lot of people are reporting shadow masses coming through the dining room camera. And you've seen it earlier,
dude,
too, right?
Whatever it is in the dining room, it loves the doorway to the downstairs. It absolutely loves it. Because you can see, like, big masses coming from, like, the doorway. And that's when the door was open today. And, like, it comes up, it goes around the table, and, like, aims at the camera and just disappears.
Yeah. And at one point, the laundry room door... It's the second door on the right.
Yeah.
Opened while they were doing the Dybbuk box thing. So a door physically opened while they were doing it. There people were talking about shadows behind John, and that's when the audio went to shit, and I felt physically pain from it. Kim says, something that's been on my mind. I wonder if when this whole thing is over and it gets quiet around there, they have
tons of activity.
Yeah. I don't think that there would be non-activity in that house ever, because there's been a ton of stuff. Yeah, it's not your typical chair throwing. They're not.
It's not bumped up to what it was.
It's not said Hollywood. To be. Yeah, it's not Hollywood.
It's not. Yeah, it's not Hollywood. It's not what people think the Conjuring house would do. You know, like throw chairs or like toss you against the wall. No.
Yeah.
This is like, oh, there's an orb. Oh, there's a mist going across.
Yeah, and you know, and orbs and mists are not going to hurt you. Yeah, you know, some spirits can go out and if they get something heavy enough to throw at you. Or physically scratch you, which, you know, I've been physically scratched in the past. And you were there when and witnessed it happen.
I still don't understand how that, like, could have been debunked. I was watching you the whole entire time.
Yeah. I was standing there doing dishes, and you were doing homework or something at the kitchen table.
Yeah,
and
I was right.
And you kind of looked over at me, and you're like, Dad, what's wrong with your head? You know, are you bleeding? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I kind of like reached behind with my, you know, wet dish hands and touched the back of my head, and it stung like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, because it, like, I looked over, you know, I was about to make a joke to him and stuff like that. I turned back around because you were like doing the dishes and it didn't really want to bother you, and I had to do my work, and it was like 12 o'clock already. And then, like, I turned back around, and then, like, I didn't even see you scratch or anything. Didn't hear the water go up or anywhere near your head.
No.
And all I saw was three scratches going down and it started forming. I was like,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah. And they were deep scratches too, yeah, in the back of my head. And it actually drew blood.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was the first time and only time I've ever been scratched there. You know, I've been touched where they've grabbed my arm or whatever. The other night, I was explaining to you, me and Vanessa were standing here in the kitchen talking, and we both caught something out of the corner of our eye, you know, go across the kitchen. But I instinctively put my arm down like there was a kid coming at me, because that's what I had seen in the corner of my eye, was like a kid jetting towards me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had enough kids to know to put, if they're charging it, you put your arm down, otherwise you're going to get a nut shot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's that dad instinct to put your arm down when a kid's coming at you. But Vanessa's like, yeah, you know, I didn't see what it was, but there was something that happened. So she can back me up on that one. Kim says, energy buildup, stress, etc. I've always thought they need energy to manifest and get it from energy around.
Anger is huge and stress is a good second.
Yeah. And we've noticed that too. Where back when me and my ex were having some problems throughout the house, you could definitely tell there were a lot of, that's when the activity was really ramping up heavy.
Yeah.
You know, it was a heavy feeling, not only just because, you know, shit's, you know, your world is ending for a bit, right? And the energy in this house, the spirits of this house were feeding on it hardcore.
Maybe that's why, like, that small time period, because we didn't really, like, have anything bad happen, or, like, we were actually kind of, like, you know, chill for, like, a solid period of time. That's why nothing really happened that time.
Mm-hmm.
But when we first moved into the house, we had a lot of stuff happening because you guys were probably stressed out or whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, period of time, only a little bit because we weren't really stressed out and stuff like that. And then, boom, you know. You know, now we're stressed out again.
Yep.
It's happening.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're all locked in with the COVID thing. Work stress, you know, stress of not being able to go out and do anything. Just getting the divorce finalized and this and that. And, you know, getting everything situated. And so the stress is building up in this house. And you can definitely feel the energy has rebuilt itself in this house. And I don't know if watching and leaving these live feeds on all the time around here, whether that's, you know,
gonna help it.
It's ramping up, you know, it's like a conductor for our energy here to be like, oh yes, you know, we're watching other people with their energy and bullshit going on, you know, with all their technical difficulties. And you could definitely tell, the family is a bit stressed here and there. It was really nice to see them tonight, though. Kind of cut loose a little bit. And they played the clap game.
Oh,
and everybody was having a good time with that. You know, laughing, having a good time. Corey hit himself underneath the couch. And the funniest part was Jennifer was blindfolded. And so she had to go around trying to find him. And of course, Corey is a big dude, so the couch is like, you know, lifted off the ground, right? So Jen walks over and touches the couch, and then moves away from it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I was like, dude,
she didn't realize.
It's a big dude, the couch is slanted like a freaking Mount Everest.
I'm like, how did you not feel the couch was not what it's supposed to be doing?
We have some comments though.
Oh,
when Andrea was talking yesterday, it sounded like her dad was angry guy with regular outbursts.
Yeah.
Mom was always stressed. That would explain the violent nature of the activity that they had when they were there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it looks like they're in the basement.
Yeah, they're doing some EVPs.
EVPs in the basement. Ooh, got some good stuff going. Yeah, it was kind of hard to actually start the stream tonight because, you know,
a lot of
stuff is going on there. And, you know, we're interested in keeping an eye on it. But we didn't want to keep you guys hanging for too long out there. Because originally it was supposed to start at 10. Then we pushed it to 10:30, then 10:45. So I appreciate you guys hanging out with us tonight and getting a recap here. Like I said, Darkness Dave freaking owned it for me today. That was the highlight of my day because Darkness Dave, actually, he's the one that passed our story along to the Netflix show called Haunted.
Oh, yeah. Props to that guy. That guy was awesome.
Yeah, and then they actually got us a casting call with the Netflix show, And so we got to pass our story along with them. And we were supposed to be on the show if they were to come back with future seasons. But I don't think they've come out with other seasons.
Oh, did you see that?
No, what happened?
Camera 4, right?
Yeah, where they're in.
Yeah. This was an orb because this was see-through, like, and everything. Mm-hmm. But, like, there it goes again. But, like,
it's like frantically going back and forth.
Yeah, because that's what it was doing. It was going back, and then it went that way just now, so.
Weird. Just, like, hovering over her head.
Yeah.
Wow.
What is that near? The freaking basement door.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, dude, it's that basement, and the basement connected to the dining room. That's what it.
Well, they had this a couple people in the chat today because I'm part of the dining room crew.
Yeah, we're dining room crew.
Hashtag dining room crew, right? And they were saying that they're mediums, and you know me, am I medium? Yeah, I'm skeptical.
Long Island medium.
Yeah, don't even start me with that fucking chick. But they're like, yeah, there's an energy standing in the doorway of the basement that just stands there. They don't want to come out and communicate with people. I apologize, guys, if you guys hear water running in the background now. You know, after eating all the snacks throughout the house, now he's got to go get a drink of water. Like the slowest running water
ever. I know, right?
Jeez.
You're going to be loud with it. At least do it quickly.
God, man. Oof. I love having you guys here, but sometimes you guys stress me the fuck out when we're trying to do these shows.
Hey, what do you mean? I'm like the least stressful guy here.
Yeah, so.
I'm the one that brings this whole ghost freaking talking thing.
Yeah, but we got 2 days left of The Conjuring House. The more I watch this house, the more I feel like, what the hell? Oh, well. Oh, yeah, you probably heard the water running or whatnot. But it's going to be sad to see not watch these cameras. You know, I severely want to go and drive the 14 hours to, Rhode Island and check this place out. I have like this pull to go to the house.
Great. No, it kind of me too.
Yeah, exactly, dude. So, you know, how many times could you be, you know, this is like one of the meccas. You have the Conjuring House. You have Waverly Hills. These are like cornerstones that you have to go to. Yeah. Doc Sampson says, are you guys going to do the overnight visit there? Yeah. I am all about doing the overnight stay there. I want to go there. I want to record a podcast out there in the house, just to say I recorded a ghost freaking talking podcast in the Conjuring House, and do some ghost freaking hunting.
Dude, that was insane. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
It went okay. So I saw an orb, right? It like went up, cut back. It went over there, and then it went up the stairs. And then it went. Did you just see that?
No, I didn't see it.
It came out of from the freaking stairs.
Oh, wow. That's crazy, dude. So it raced them up the stairs.
Dude, it did.
Kim says, because she said, what the hell, LOL. And she goes, the medium, huh? You're going to go. I'm a medium, so I know these things. Well, I'm sorry, Kim. I am so skeptical of mediums, but I was made a believing skeptic.
Yeah. Okay. I totally forgot about this happening. Yeah. But like, it's only because of the Long Island medium, you know, like how they ask their questions just kind of gave us skeptics.
Yeah.
They'd be like at like a funeral, like, did somebody's husband just die? I'm like, no.
Yeah. When they generalize stuff. That's what gets me. But we sat down with that medium at Wolf Hollow that day, and he just blew me away, dude.
Yeah, that was insane.
He blew us all away.
Yeah.
So I'm a believing skeptic. You know, I don't. I guess. That's spooky.
That adds the vibes.
That adds the vibes. We're having a nice thunderstorm right now. Oh, she says, I'm teasing. I'm not a medium.
Oh,
there you go, Kim. You made me feel bad. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm talking bad about a medium. And I'm, she's actually watching her.
She's like,
watching her go.
There's a spirit next to you. He's going to slap the crap out of you right now.
But yeah, we had a we have a nice thunderstorm here tonight. And I don't know if that translated over to the microphones or not. What do we got? Thank you for sharing this with us who can't afford to see this. Are you going to make a video of the house if you go? Oh, whoa, yeah. That is definitely the plan.
Yeah.
I have GoPros up my wahoo when we go there. we're gonna do it up big. You know, it's definitely a bucket list.
I would have to say.
Especially now that it's available to go and do it. And that's what I love about the Heinesens, is that they are opening this house to people to where, you know, this wasn't an option before. Because the other owners were like, you know, this is just a fucking house, you know, to them. So now it's being open to people to go in and actually investigate these
problems. Because it's basically etched in history, isn't it? Like, for paranormal purposes, this has been etched in history, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It will never die.
Vanessa says thunder. Doc Samson goes, no problems with the small and large, but medium is the issue. Yeah, basically, Doc. Another thing I want to bring up before we close out here is that in the private Facebook group, there are a ton of people that, I get it, they're excited, they see something, and they take a picture of it and put it out there. But a lot of them are kind of like grasping at straws. They're like, do you see a face here? Do you see a face here? Is this a person standing here? I get it, you're excited, but a lot of it's got to do with pareidolia.
Yeah.
Where your mind looks at, like, you could find three dots somewhere, and your mind will try to translate that into a physical face. Did he just hit the chandelier?
Yeah, he hit the chandelier. Oh. That was funny.
Oh, he hit his head on it?
Poor John.
Poor John.
Papa John. Come Papa John on. Just hit the chandelier. You could do better.
So just beware that the pareidolia out there, to where you're going to be putting faces to everything. Because I'm scrolling through this Facebook page, I'm like, pareidolia, pareidolia, pareidolia.
Yeah,
pareidolia.
We actually had to debunk some of the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, while we were going through it. All right, guys, so thanks again for tuning in tonight and getting a little background in history. And, you know, we went a little bit off of what the Conjuring House was, but we did that a little bit last night, too, when we were talking about the sleep apnea and stuff like that. All right, guys, make sure to subscribe here on YouTube.
Click that notification bell so you get notified when we push out a new podcast.
We will be back live again tomorrow night, Thursday and Friday night, the last two nights of The Conjuring House, and we will be live. And then we'll be back on our regular schedule starting next Monday. Monday, Monday, Monday.
Yes.
We'll probably just do one big wrap-up show for next Monday. If there's no blaring news out there for the paranormal. Or hopefully this gets out there to people, because what we want to really do on this show is we want to read your personal ghost stories. And to reach us with your personal ghost stories, where can they reach us at?
GhostFT@yahoo.com.
Yes, GhostFT@yahoo.com. That is our email. So make sure to go out there and send us your story.
GhostFT@yahoo.com.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. I said it three times.
Why do people need to write us stories?
Because everyone has a story to tell.
Exactly. Everyone does have a story to tell. And, ladies and gentlemen,
stay spooky.
Stay spooky.